Turn up the radio nice and loud, AM 930, 100.3 FM. You'll find out some great information from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. PeopleWhoCare.org is the place to get a lot of the good information. But we always like to go to Laura Malone with the Community Foundation to get the firsthand information. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Good morning. Happy holidays.
Great. You're in the season of giving. In fact, this week, what? You've already given away $1 million? How is that possible?
We have, yes. We are in the process of, distributing out the checks from our July grant-making cycle. We have over $1 million that has gone out to close to 50 nonprofits, or will be going out to close to 50 nonprofits this week. So we are super excited to be able to support these organizations, a lot of really great organizations doing a lot of really wonderful work in our community. Some of it is, has been generating anywhere from, work with our homeless population throughout this cold weather season, as well as, how to work with folks that are, within the arts and culture space, within health and human services, within education and youth. So, our four main pillars, to go ahead and work within those dynamics to support those organizations, just doing a lot of really fun things and really good things in the community to help improve Lorain County. So we're grateful for those organizations and their participation in these grant cycles. We're grateful for our donors that have helped make these grants happen. By creating funds here at the Community Foundation, we wouldn't be able to award these grants without those 700 funds that have been created at the Community Foundation to support a lot of these endeavors and a lot of these organizations.
Laura, what goes into a grant application process? What do these nonprofits need to do?
So the grant process is, an application process. We are working on modifying our cycles for 2023, and instead of having two cycles, having three cycles that are more segmented by those focus areas so we can get a better look of the overall landscape in each of those areas. And that application usually includes the organizations talking about the organization itself, talking more specifically about the programming where they're trying to receive this funding, whether it's for general operating, whether it's for a specific thing that they're trying to do within their space. So for instance, the arts and culture organizations may often do something related to education because it's youth education in regards to, helping the youth understand some of those elements of, having that arts and culture base. So a lot of those things overlap with the organizations talking about the role they're playing in the community, a little bit of background about the progress they've made with the work that they've done up to this point, and then the goals that they're going to be setting for themselves, when they receive those funds, what they hope to achieve and how they hope to articulate what that success is going to look like. That comes from the work they do that is being supported by this funding.
PeopleWhoCare.org is the site for the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Get information about the grants and other things there, but not only grants, but scholarships. And today it starts, right?
It is scholarship season. Yeah, it opened up yesterday. So for those that want to get a head start, for those seniors that are looking to graduate in the summer and want to get a head start on building up that scholarship pipeline to help them pay for college, since we know that a lot of times college is not inexpensive anymore, it's a great time to get a jump. There's about 60 different scholarships that we have at the Community Foundation. Those are separate from the scholarships that each of the school districts might have at their own school districts. Many of them are opening up their scholarship application process now as well. But it's a great opportunity. The thing that I love about the Community Foundation scholarship process is it is a universal application. So the student fills out one application, and based upon their responses to that application, then they'll be paired with any of those 60 scholarships that they may be a match for, and then our scholarship committee will convene in the spring to make that selection process of the actual awardees for each of those scholarships. But it's a great time to get this started. I know a lot of students are beginning to gravitate more to early admission and trying to figure out sooner when they're which school they're going to go to. So being able to, you know, start laying the groundwork for, you know, getting that funding in order to help them pay is a great opportunity to really, you know, while they're home on winter break, get that process started and get that off their checklist.
Talking this morning with Laura Malone from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. We've got the year-end coming up, year-end giving. This is kind of a boost, and also people have a feeling of not only for their tax purposes, but just that they think this is a good season of giving. Talk a little bit about how they can help through the Community Foundation.
Yeah, so like you said, this is a season of giving. You have the glad tidings that comes in that period between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. But also, too, you have folks that have a better idea of their financial picture as they get to the year end. Some folks may get bonuses or may get profit sharing with their companies where they know better where they are from a financial situation and whether they have more they can do to support their local community. My favorite, of course, is our Touch the Future Fund. That is our general fund that we use for our community responsive grant making. So anything that comes up that needs unrestricted funding, that's where we tap into primarily is our Touch the Future Fund. And you can make donations to the Touch the Future Fund through our website at our Give Now button on the upper right-hand corner of our website, peoplewhocare.org. If you want to create a fund or add to an additional fund that exists at the Community Foundation, you know, now's a great time to do that as well. We've been talking with a few donors that are doing stuff with their IRAs and the remaining dollars that they have of their required minimum distribution that they may not need and how to allocate that for a charitable purpose. We've been talking with folks that have donor advised funds at other organizations, Fidelity, Schwab, Vanguard, some of those commercial donor advised funds, and using that money to deploy into some of the resources needed here at the Community Foundation, where they can have more of that local expertise to rely upon to help them with their grant decision making. So it's been a great time for giving, and we're looking forward to hopefully seeing some folks. We're going to be having a little bit of a mini celebration through the week of that last week of the year, the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th, from 3 to 5 at our offices. We're just going to have coffee and cookies and sweet treats to be able to celebrate the end of the year and thank everybody for their support of the Community Foundation, you know, this year and all the other years and leading into the future.
Location for Community Foundation for people who haven't been to your building, where is that at?
It's 9080 Levitt Road. We are just south of 58 and 113. So, you know, we are the tannish stone building. So we are, if you're heading south on 58, just after you pass 113, we'll be on your right-hand side. So we'd love to be able to see folks. Once again, that's 9080 Levitt Road. And then if they want to find out more information, they can go to our website at peoplewhocare.org.
Any holiday inflatables outside or decorations or poinsettias, what do you got over there that people would see at this point?
You know, that brings up a valid point. We did not do a whole lot of Christmas decorating this year. We do have a house just north of us that has a ton of inflatables.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you could use that as a marker to tell you that you're getting close. I don't know if they keep the inflatables inflated during the day, but, you know, you can definitely see the remnants of the deflated inflatables during the day.
Yeah, that's sometimes, yeah, I know that's you have to have Christmas decorations for daytime and nighttime, right? You got to have the garland, a little bit of the ribbons, or maybe a poinsettia or something. But
yeah, it does seem to be a 24-hour process these days.
Right, that's on top of mine because I did some decorating yesterday as well. So
well, good.
I'll
have to stop by and see.
Holiday spirit is there? What looks pretty good. Well, Laura, we want to again encourage people to participate. peoplewhocare.org. And just a quick tip that the Toni Morrison essay contest is kind of starting, so people in the schools they want to get that ready too, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's a great time to get ready for the Toni Morrison essay contest. That's a great opportunity. We have two great prompts this year. One is based upon one of her quotes if you want to fly, you have to give up things that weigh you down, and how students can talk about that. Or another quote from her book, Jazz, that is, what's the world if you can't make it up the way you want it, and what a student may envision that world to be. So we're looking forward to seeing those writing prompts and having that those essays, you know, collected and be able to, you know, see what great stories our students have to tell in the Lorain County community.
Sounds great. Well, Laura, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And again, people can stop by 27th through the 30th at the end of the month and just say hi to you guys. Appreciate your time this morning, Laura.
Happy Holidays, guys. Take care.
Thanks. Laura Malone joining us this morning from the Community Foundation of Lorain County, peoplewhocare.org.